Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and I am hoping that today, with all of the storm, hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I apologize about that delay. We're hoping that today, even though it is incredible, horrible out there, that we're able to have a great show and have a fantastic guest with us today. I'm very, very excited. You've been seeing our promotion and our talks on social media. But since yesterday, since last night, since Woman on Fire, I will talk a little bit about that later on. It's been incredible. It's been a winter. What can I say? It has been an incredible winter. Yes, we've had snowstorms, windstorms, and lots of snow. We had horrible accidents today, a 60-car pileup here in Toronto. Today and last night, one of the nominees about Woman on Fire, right after leaving the conference, the launch, she got into a bad accident. So our prayers are with her, and she's in the hospital, and we're hoping and we're praying that she gets out soon and her injuries are not too serious. So it is what it is. We do live in Canada, and Canadian, we should be used to by now, but unfortunately, we're not. Every year catches us by surprise. Every year it is a complaint, and every year we kind of forget. I mean, we get 2-3 months of summer, spring, and fall all together, but it's incredible when as soon as January, February, and sometimes March comes, we get caught, completely ungodly, and it's horrible. So my thoughts, and for you that are in the road, and if you're not driving right now, if you're not listening to us via online, just be careful. If you're at home and you had your supper ready, or if you're getting ready to do the dishes, make sure that you listen to us. The link is on my Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. We are here live today, every day, 7 o'clock of Toronto time. Or even better, if you would like to interact, this lady, it is such an amazing author, such an amazing humanitarian. She's done so much. We will talk to her. Just 1 second. I would love for you to call us in at 219-383-5705. It is the number for you to call and to interact with us. So let me explain a little bit of Woman on Fire. Woman on Fire is an organization that has been created right here in Toronto, Canada. The founder is Allison Harvey. She has founded this amazing network, and every year she has a gala. And I've been covering that event for the last 4 years. And she, not her, but her organization, her platform allows for women, normal women like me and you, would have has a business or has a career or is a young author or a young entrepreneur. even people, she has an award that is called the Butterfly Award. Women have gone through trauma in their lives via abuse or rape or things like that, and they have overcome. They've done something with themselves. They are planting seeds, or they're talking about other women that have gone through this same traumatic experience, and they're doing amazing things after everything that they've gone through. And she recognizes, this platform rather, recognizes women like this, and it's incredible. People get nominated by other women, other ladies, other men, other in the community, and there is a voting system, and they get voted in, and kind of like the Oscar, because it is incredible. Every year in April, I look so forward to it, because not only you get to dress up in beautiful gowns and the hair and the makeup, I also get to cover. And this year has been a huge surprise for me, because I have actually been nominated, and which was incredible, because I am so happy just to cover the event and interview the nominees, and then find out who the winners are. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do this year, because I have to be in two places at the same time, covering the event and being in stage. So I know I'll manage, but it's going to be a challenge. So thank you so much, by the way, for your support and your voting. And I am very honored. The other thing I would like to mention, everyone, right after the interview, this is radio show we use, thanks to Block Talk Radio. We've been in the air for, oh my goodness, 4 years now. So right after the interview, it's about to give or take 20, 25 minutes with our guests, and we have music. So you that are a musician, and right at the beginning, you probably were hearing some teasers, we will have music. So about 20, 25 minutes, again, with just music. So you that are a musician, and you would like to have a little bit of extra exposure on your music, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. We would love to play your song, whether gospel, whether it's rap, whether it's Latino, where is different cultures. And the only thing that we require of you, that it has to be a clean version. We love to play it, but it has to be PR ready. This is a family show. We have over 54 countries listening to us. If not live now, they will be listening later on, because this show is recorded. I would like to thank also my sponsors. We have obviously sponsored, because without the sponsorship, without your contribution, this show could not be possible. We have a Woman on Fire being one of the contributors. Nature Nova is a nature program. We have also Natasha Bridgman, which is a financial consultant, which can help you for your retirement needs and your children's education fund. So thank you so much, guys. A huge applause for sponsoring the show. And your financial contribution makes a huge difference. It keeps us going. So I think that's pretty much it. And my theme music actually should be playing right away, which means that I need to, yes. And that's my old theme music, by the way. that means I need to move on. So today, everyone, as I mentioned, we have an author and a humanitarian. I was looking at her page, and I was looking at everything that this lady does, and I found a quote. We love it. Dawn White is a fearful, passionate, and grace, and intimate source of unconditional love. Her level of commitment to serve an extraordinary light and educator of awareness is phenomenal. That is not only willing to do the work of a saint, she actually is thriving because of it. Love it. Love it. Let's welcome Dawn. She has a book. Also, I love to find out about this humanitarian cause, and which is, I want to know how she got started, how we can help, what can we do. I know she already has done a little bit of a contribution to her cause. Let's welcome her, give her a little bit of round of applause, and let's find out about Dawn herself. What makes her happy? Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, John, to the Lizzy T Show. How are you doing this afternoon for you and evening for us?
Hi, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's an honor. So what makes you happy? I always like to ask tricky questions, and they're not tricky at all. I just wanted to make sure that the people out there, all the 50-some countries that are listening to us, get to know Dawn, not just the author, the entrepreneur, or the humanitarian, but just the person.
Oh, gosh, what makes me happy? You know, one of the things that makes me really happy is dogs. I love dogs. I love children. Children make me very happy, and that's probably why I do what I do, because I just love being around children. I love their enthusiasm and their joy that they find in everything. Those are things that I love very much.
And that is awesome thing to love. Phenomenal, phenomenal. So let's get started, Dawn. You have this organization, and how did it all started? What happened? Was it something traumatic in your life? Did you go into a mission trip and you realized, I need to do something about this? Give us a little bit of background. And also, are you married? Do you have kids? Are you single? What's going on?
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of questions. I don't know where to start. I am almost divorced right now, but my husband and I are very good friends still. I have two grown daughters. They're almost 29 and 28. I think because I loved being a mom so much, I wanted to volunteer in their classrooms and work with the children in their classes. And, you know, I've worked with children in the foster care system in Los Angeles, and I just have always wanted to help children, because I just feel like they're the innocents. You know, they didn't ask to be put here, and, you know, when a mom looks at a child, she wants to have them grow up and live their happiest, most fulfilling lives, and I want to do that for other children who maybe don't have that in their life. So a few years ago, I was invited to go to Africa, to Ghana specifically, by this woman who was going to be coronated queen of her village. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to go to Africa. I think I'm going to do that. And so we kind of were trying to plan it, and our schedules weren't matching, but she had told me the end of March. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to plan this. And so I looked up a volunteer organization. I went and I volunteered for a week, and then I also spent a second week just on my own, and I met, and as this was happening, these people kept coming into my path that would help me along the way. So I met my friend Nana, who's now one of my best friends in the world. I met him online through You at Heart Foundation. They work in Ghana doing outreach work to children in orphanages and villages, and so It just kind of snowballed. I went, I fell in love with the children, and I thought, you know, I can't just go back to my home and my comfortable life knowing, you know, that they have such a, you know, I could almost cry when I say this, like knowing the conditions that they live in. I love them, and I'm not going to just leave them, you know, and it really takes so very little of, you know, United States money or Canadian currency to do so much in Africa. So we just started little by little, and it's starting to grow, and it's amazing.
Wow, this is awesome. My goodness, congratulations. I mean, I know that you don't want a lot of praise, but I think you do, and here in Canada, I will so nominate you for Woman on Fire. But you never know. Allison is taking that world. One of the things that I think I recommend to anybody, especially people like ourselves, which live in what we call a country, Canada, the U.S., and Europe, you might, England. To me, it should be mandatory for us to go to either South America or Asia, or in your case, Africa, to see how privileged that we have running water, that we use a toilet, that we can go to the grocery store and get pads. You know, you don't think so much about that, but when you are in a third world country, in those places where they have no good, or if they do have running water, it's sometimes not safe to drink. For us women, our period, my goodness, we don't think about getting a pad, but for those girls, for those people, those are luxury.
Yep. that is something that we don't, I didn't even consider that, but you know, they don't have sanitary napkins there. They use towels, and sometimes they don't even have those reusable towels. It is, you know, girls sometimes have to stop going to school because they start their periods.
That's right.
And we can't even fathom that.
No, and good for you for listening and for doing this. So that all, you're talking about that kind of went to a snowball, and here you are. Your organization for the whole world, because I really want to promote the heck out of you and promote the heck out of this organization. I mean, we spent $5, $10 on Starbucks. How about you guys? Don't drink that Starbucks once a week. I mean, you can still drink it, but once a week, give those $5 to this organization. I'm not asking you for you to commit every month or continuously, but maybe a one-time donation. If all my 10,000 listeners worldwide can donate once, $5, we're talking about a good cash, aren't we?
Yeah, and the amount of work that can do on the ground in Africa is just phenomenal.
So how many times have you gone back? And every time you go back, how do you feel? I mean, you probably come back exhausted emotionally, spiritually, mentally. But I know that there is that reward, that you know that the little that you put in, or the little that you, you know, the work that you do and all that extra that you put in, it has some sort of reward. You see some changes. But how does it make you feel knowing that, you know, you do come back to a nice home with good water, with good food and comfortable beds? I mean, to me, every time I have to go back home, I try to become a minimalist. I don't need this and I don't need that and I don't.
Yeah. I've spent about 3 months in Africa, and, you know, I have to tell you, I feel kind of silly calling it work, because it is, I get so much from my visits, those children and the love they give me, and not just the children, everybody there, they're so kind and they're so giving and they're so things that I would really love to do is be able to bring that joy that they have when they have so little. You know, to us here where we have so much, yet, you know, we suffer from a lot of sadness and depression and maybe this country that, you know, we can go to the tap and turn on our water. I just feel like there's a give and receive on both ends. If that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, everyone, you are listening right now. You have questions, concern, you want to say hello, congratulate this lady, give us a call, 215-383-5705, 215-383-5705. We would love to have you call and comment. I know it's cold here in Canada. It is probably gorgeous in LA, but we love interaction. So, John, let's talk a little bit about your. My goodness. So I figured after all this time, you've been doing this for how long now? What gave you, I mean, it's kind of a silly question because I know that you got your inspiration by your trip and by all the work that you do, but what came to the conclusion that I need to write a book about this? How did that all got started?
I actually wrote my book before I went to Africa for the first time. I had read something, this person had wrote something about things that he wanted his children to know. And I thought, you know what, there are some things that I want my girls to know. If I'm not here, you know, for them to ask, or just like really important things about love, kindness, and being happy. And so I came up with some quotes that I just wanted them to actually, it's like a love and that's why I wrote that. But then we wrote a small book similar to it for the children in Africa. So we've given out about 2,000 copies of those little books just to tell them that they're special and they're here for a reason, that we're here to help them find their gifts and put them to use in the world to live their happiest lives, help others live their happiest lives.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So what is the feedback and the response from people? I mean, obviously, your organization does so much. For them to see you writing a book is probably not surprising at all. Do the people in Ghana speak English or they speak a dialect? And were you able to translate that book into dialect or is it English? So two questions. What was the reaction from your friends, family about the book? And do you have it in their language or is it in English?
It is only in English right now. In Ghana, they speak 10 different dialects. But English is the language, so we don't have it translated. But sometimes when I go to areas where they don't speak English, we'll have a translator that can translate for us, make speeches and things like that. What was the rest of that question? I know there was more.
Well, the reaction of friends and family members and people that you know, saw, wow, here you are changing the world and writing a book. What else can you not do?
Oh, you know, my friends and my family have been very, very, very supportive. My daughters wrote the foreword to my book, which was have ever received, honestly, because, you know, I get, you know, the eyeballs, the mom, you know, those kind of things for my daughters, but to read how they see me, that was just beautiful. It has been, you know, when you write something, you put something out into the world, it is very, it's very vulnerable. It makes you very vulnerable, you know, because you're like, oh gosh, these are my words putting out there. You know, what if people read them and think they're dumb, you know? And I've talked to other people who've written books that have shared that same vulnerability they feel when they put it out there. So I have to say I've been very blessed with a very warm reception from everybody.
Awesome. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It feels like you're, now that the book is out there, you feel naked. Now that they're going to know all my secrets and the verbatim, the words that I've used. And, you know, I hear you. I'm going through the same process. And it's definitely a bit humiliating, but humbling on the other hand, because it shows that you are just a real person like everybody else, and not just because you have this organization or I have the Liz and T show that I'm superior or more important than anybody else. It's just you just want to show that it is possible, and good for you. So I want to share, Dawn, with the world your book. Where can people find the book? And that is very, very important for, you know, we want to get the people out there getting a copy. And the name of the book, I have it right here, but it sounds much nicer when it comes from you. And the website of your organization, I want the whole world to start putting $1, $2, $3 Canadian, $5 Canadian, Starbucks, that's $5 right there. Please do share.
Oh, thank you so much. The title of the book is called Be. And if you look, it's on Amazon.com. And if you look up my name, Dawn Witte, and it's W-I-T-T-E, it should pop up. The ebook is $2.99, and I'm donating 100% of the proceeds from the ebook to my foundation, because this year we have so many opportunities to do. We've been given 2 parcels of land to build some community vocational training centers. So I really want to see that happen. So if, you know, just downloading a copy of my book will help support the Desire to Inspire Foundation. And that website is www.desiretoinspirefoundation.org.
Phenomenal. And I will have, Dawn, all those links on my social media. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. And obviously my website, lizzyt.com, which has our YouTube channel, which this show will be transcribed with pictures of everything that you do. I love your website. I love the pictures of the kids. So I will be taking off a little bit of the commercial and a little bit of the music and just have us talking and talking about this wonderful organization, obviously talking about this wonderful book. You did mention a little bit what you're planning to do in the future, but I want you to elaborate a little bit more. You're working on a huge plan. My goodness, you don't stop. You surprise me. You make me feel that I'm not doing enough. So good for me and good for you for encouraging me. But I want to ask you this. I want you to think a little bit about a neat cut for a couple of words from my sponsor, Dawn, and I'll be right back with that question.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm back. I am live. We are live today. I want to thank so much Dawn Whitty. My goodness, she is definitely my new hero. And I have found a new hero. And she's done, continue to do a lot for this world out there. I feel that places like Haiti, places like Africa and Ghana and many other places are being left behind. And I cannot use another word other than that. We are concerned about places that only are giving us something in return in order for us to help. And I saw a quote just a little while ago, which, you know, oil field does not help, or this country does not have gold. So, and that makes me really sad. There are children in those countries which they have no food, no running water. Come on. As mother, we know that it's like. If we see our kids that are hungry, we do whatever it takes to give them something to eat. And so those kids are hopeless, and they're helpless, rather. That's the word I was looking for, helpless. It is up to us to help, and I commend Dawn for doing this work. So, and I asked her a question before we cut for a couple of words of my sponsor. What are you planning for the future? How do you see your organization? I know that this is new, sort of, kind of we're put on this situation, on this position, and you're good for you, but what do you foresee doing with this organization?
What we're trying to do is make people beyond sustainable, and I will go as far and reach as many people as I am physically able to. So the sky is the limit as far as I'm concerned. I'm not putting any kind of limits on that. What we really want to do is help people take care of themselves. They can provide for themselves, but then ask, please go out and help someone else too. It's like, we've helped you so that you can become sustainable and take care of your family. Please go out and help somebody else in need. And that's the way we change the world, when we're all helping one another. So, you know, between building our community centers, we're drilling a borehole in Ghana to make sure these children have access to clean water. We're also, we just moved, this is one of our first huge success stories. We moved these girls, 30 girls in Sierra Leone that were living in Recupa Wharf, which they call the slums, but I don't like using that word because they refer to the children as slum children, and these are beautiful children. They just happen to live in this area. We moved these girls. They were sleeping in a very small one room. They were sleeping on the cement floor. They were eating on that same floor. They were doing their homework on that floor. Every single thing was happening in this one small room, and we moved them into a home. They all have beds now. It is just so rewarding to be able to transform their lives like that.
Wow, incredible. It must feel, you must feel like a million bucks. I'm serious. I am with you when you talk about it, and I feel your happiness, and I feel your sense of accomplishment, really, because there's nothing we can do that it makes us feel as happy or as fulfilled as possible when you see that, you know, somebody has a bedroom to sleep on and some clean water to drink. I don't think that there is money in the world that can replace that feeling. And good for you. I'm celebrating with you, John. I'm really celebrating with you. And again, guys, I would like to call upon you to take this this ownership and go with it. Spare your coffee drinking for one day a month and help us out, because those girls, those boys, those children, they really, really need it. And you know what it's like to be without food. I mean, some of us, I mean, I think people should go through one day of not eating just so you know what it feels like, so that you can be on the other shore. And most, and trips, do you organize for people that are that want to go with you on your trip? This is something that you're working on right now. Is your organization only that goes once a month or three times a year? I'm not sure how you plan those things out.
I went twice last year, one time the year before. No, yes, maybe, something like that. I'm going once this year, but we are planning a volunteer trip this year with a member of parliament from Uganda. He has this organization called Shine Outreach Ministries, and he's doing amazing work there. So he's built a volunteer headquarters and is helping us arrange for transportation. So we're working right now the details out on that volunteer trip, because we're planning something pretty special. So that information about that trip will be on our website as soon as we have the details sorted out.
Wonderful. And that's this year?
Yes, this September. I don't have the dates yet because it's still kind of figuring it out. But pretty soon, within the next couple of weeks, we'll have that all sorted out.
And wonderful. And I'm hoping that one person out of all those 10,000 listeners can just sign up and go, because you will definitely, your life will change. Who does mission trip? I said it earlier. It changes your life. It changes your life.
Surely
completely.
Does.
You see things in a completely different way, and you realize that we have so much, and there's people that have nothing. Literally, mm-hmm. is that. Dawn, I can't believe, I mean, time is just flying by here so quickly. We have shared about your organization. We have shared about your book. Please, please run and get this organization, this important organization. I want you guys to get with it and contribute. If you can make the mission trip, potential contribution once a month, I will be very, very important for this, for those kids, for those children, for those women, for those men. And so share all our social media just to make sure that you get this. One of the things that we talk about all the good stuff, I mean, sort of kind of good, because you do have challenge, but doing this, and you've been doing this for how long?
2 years we've been doing this.
Right. So what would you say are the challenges to run an organization and to do this? I mean, you probably can list tons of it, but, you know, just to show the world it's not that easy, and you've taken upon this commitment, it's hard work. So What would you say one of the challenges are to run a nonprofit organization?
My biggest challenge is numerous times every single day from people on social media or by email asking, you know, can you help me? I can't feed my kids. I can't send my kids to school. And my heart breaks every single time. And, you know, there's just no possible way to help every single person. That, for me, is the hardest challenge, because I wish I had a magic wand and I could just make sure that every child has food and no child, you know, is denied medical treatment because they can't afford it. So that is very hard.
Yes. And it's interesting to know that I imagine some of those emails or some of those calls or some of those texts are probably from people even in states, right?
I haven't received, I don't believe, any from the states yet, but I've gotten messages from Haiti, from Iran, from Thailand, like all over the world, really.
Right. And believe it or not, I mean, Canada and the U.S., we're very lucky. We're very privileged. We do have a lot more means than anywhere in the world. But there are people that are struggling, and there are hungry people all over. We do run an organization here in Toronto that feeds the homeless in Toronto, believe it or not. But there are a lot more means in Canada and the U.S. and then there is in the rest of the world. So I can't believe, again, I'm trying to stretch it out as much as I can, because I think it's important for the whole world to know what you do, Dawn, and I support you 150%. But time is just running by so quickly, and I need to get into the next section of the show. But I want to thank you for your work. I want to thank you for the love that you have for those children in Ghana. I thank you for writing this book and contributing everything towards this lovely cause. And I would like all of you to support her. Please, if you donate anything, you don't have to tell me, to do it silently and the minimum you can. It is greatly appreciated. And if you would like to contact her directly, can you please share again your website, Dawn?
It's www.desiretoinspirefoundation.org.
Awesome. We'll have the links, everyone, for us.
Thank you so much, Lizzie.
I want to say that you are a blessed, and God bless you. Your hands on your life, and you know, people like you are amazing, and I think you are an amazing person. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right back at you.
And that was Dawn, everyone. I am so surprised, honored, and privileged to have her here today sharing this very important work. I want to hear from a lot of people to say, I listen to the show, I watched the video, because this is going to be in our YouTube channel as well, with pictures and with the site for you to contribute. And we're going to continue on our music collection. We have a lot of songs that we need to play, and unfortunately we won't be able to play it all because we are starting to run out of time. But right now we have a song from Walt P. He is from California, if I'm not mistaken. No, New York. And the song is called Motivated. Thank you so much, Walt P., for sending your MP3. Let's enjoy it.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time. Sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. It's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. And I'm so dedicated. Thousand reasons. why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the bullets that would kill.
I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated.
Looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in city streets. Poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him higher. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in the city for the poverty and the businessmen passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was Kaya Miranda with the song Higher. She is a gospel singer, very, very famous in LA, right from where Don Witte is from. And next up is Dejanay from New York.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Stick your key into my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions. From me, 'cause we can run,
That was Ashley with the Oh, and we have another song from Sam. He did the song for New Year's. Sorrentes is the song, and it's called Happy New Year. Thank you so much, Sorrentes. He's been a supporter.
Government
waiting for midnight to drop. You swore no more silly mistakes. And today, today,
the newborn year is here. A sweet paradise without tears. A fresh start, sober toasting, toasting the new year.
Happy New Year. You promised to stop making hate. Waiting for midnight to drop. You swore no more silly mistakes. And today, today,
the newborn year is here. A sweet paradise without tears. A fresh start, sober and toasting, toasting the
resolutions don't stick. If you try to change the outside without changing the inside, they just don't. They don't.
Espero menos confusión.
looking up to the sky, and then I see your eyes, que me llega hasta el alma. Oh, looking up to the sky, and when I see your eyes, I know I found my reason.
That everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network. We will be back with another show on Wednesday. And as I always say, thank you so much and make it a fantastic day. Do not forget to donate to Desire to Generation. Bye-bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know